wrap my mind around this idea of mandating goodness.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, that would create a lot of guilt, so that you get a Christian, then it sort of explains some of my background, explains some of the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's as a culture, you know, America is founded on some really inspiring ideals, but sometimes those ideals are a real obstacle to. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of either guilt or denial. That goes on because of those ideals, and it gets really messy. It's either they're upheld in a way that is really is weird, or it's kind of pushed away in a way that it's not reflected on. You know, like, what happened to those ideals? Yeah. So, you know, those are it's just this sort of that mandating of goodness is it's a nice ideal. It's problematic. Okay, sure. Well, a really good example, just on a real national scale, Vietnam War. America went in with all these ideals and forced them on all these people, and Thailand was complicit in, certainly they got a lot of money from America, and a lot of people made money. When it was clear that America was not going to win this, they asked the Americans to leave. And then their way of dealing with, the communist threat was to invest money in schools, invest money in health clinics, invest money in roads and increased infrastructure. And within a matter of a few years, the whole communist movement collapsed. Very different, you know, there was a very practical approach whereas in an idealized version of taking righteousness and fighting the evil, conquering evil, then, you know, you end up in this, and that's this ongoing conflict that didn't have a solution. And still, I mean, never did have a solution. And people still struggle with it. But in Thailand, they dealt with it in the end. I mean, as I said, they bought into it as long as they were making money off it. And it was their kind of practical as well, in a nasty way.